we were in down in South Jersey in the Pine Barrens, and somebody had told us that there were these 30 or so starched white shirts nailed to the trees. So we went searching around into the Pine Barrens, and this is a vast expanse of just barren.
Right, and this is where the New Jersey Devil was, right?
Right, correct. Okay. And we came upon these 30 long sleeve starched white shirts nailed about 15 feet up in the air on the trees. And we're standing there and we're saying, all of a sudden it feels like you're being watched, that kind of feeling. And it was a very unnerving kind of feeling to say, hey, somebody did this in the middle of nowhere. And they didn't do it just to get us down in there, you know. They did it for a reason that we just do not know.
It was a reason that only made sense to them, obviously. You definitely felt like, you know, where are they now and...
why are they doing this?
Are they watching us?
Tell me a little bit more about that alien story from McGuire Air Force Base in your neck of the woods.
Well, actually, January is a very heavy UFO-filled month. I mean, that's when the Wanacue Reservoir incident started. McGuire Air Force Base, that was in January also. Supposedly, the military captured an alien, shot it on the runway, and supposedly took it off somewhere. And that was a pretty big incident. I mean, you had that. You had the, as I said, like the Stonehenge, Wanacue. I mean, it's just something's going on here, and I don't know why. I think actually New Jersey ranks number 14th in the nation for these strange UFO sightings.
Well, they just 2 weeks ago there was a mass sighting, another January sighting in the town of Morristown, which is very close to where we are. There was this triangular formation of red lights that hovered over the town. We were sent photos from eyewitnesses and also some video, and it was reported to the police by dozens of people. And naturally, the police have to come up with a story real fast to, you know, try to discount it. But they come up with these things so fast that they don't even seem to put any thought into it. They actually said it was road flares being suspended from helium balloons. And the explanation is so ridiculous when you see the pictures. These things are obviously in a formation. With the lead light blinking on and off, there's absolutely no way you could do this with flares. And then when we saw the pictures actually in context, I mean the size ratio, it was relatively low over a road, and we could see the street lights and sort of gauge the size of this thing. Just the official government word on it was just absolutely ludicrous. I mean, we're not saying that we know what it was, but it certainly wasn't what they said it was, and it didn't look like any sort of craft that we've ever seen.
I mean, even if you tried to recreate that with balloons or hot air balloons, that was almost impossible to do.
It sure is. Yeah, you're right. Did you ever come across any individuals who are weirder than some of the stories they were talking about?
Yes, actually, an emissary to the Hollow Earth lives here in New Jersey also. His name is Dr. Beard, and he travels to the inner Earth every 6 months or so.
Where's the hole?
Well, it depends on who you listen to. Dr. Beard is, I don't know whether he's officially the leader of the Hollow Earth Society. I'm sure some of your listeners have heard of the Hollow Earth Society.
Yes.
It dates back about 100 years. It was started by a man named Sims. And then it really took root in Florida. There was a whole Hollow Earth Society community down there, and they all pretty much speculate that the entrance to the Hollow Earth Society is at the poles,
where Admiral Byrd apparently
went. Right.
And I believe Dr. Beard said there is some sort of entrance in Jersey somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, he said he was going to take us there.
And so when you talk with Dr. Beard, he matter-of-factly tells you about his trips and what the occupants of the inner Earth look like and how they communicate with him. And he'll go on and on. He's written a tremendous book. When I say tremendous, I mean very thick book. And goes in incredible detail about his journeys into the Hollow Earth and the creatures that live there. And there are a variety of creatures. There are malevolent creatures, and then there are sort of allies to mankind. And it makes a great story, whether you want to believe it or not. But when you talk about people that are definitely stranger than the stories they tell, Dr. Beard would definitely fit that category.
Would you go on a Hollow Earth mission? If there was really, a bona fide trip to look
for
this?
If we could find the entrance, who wouldn't want to go journey to the center of the earth, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I would.
I mean, that would be a great vacation trip.
Yeah, think of the stories we could tell.
Does the newsletter, do you still publish that?
Yes, we're on our 32nd issue of Weird New Jersey now, and it's gone more from a newsletter to a big magazine. It's all color and over 100 pages. We do it 2 times a year, and we just report on what happens in our area, and we just do not seem to run out of material.
Yeah, it sort of grew gradually. It sort of snowballed. The more people would write into us, and some people told full-fledged stories which we would feature, and then others would just give us a lead on a story that we would have to go investigate. So we kept the operation very small for the first few years. We did it all by ourselves, and it just grew from a newsletter, into a small print run, and then a larger print run, and then a color, and it just became an actual magazine. And we found some people along the way that helped us with the chores of editing and some photography and artwork, and we're sort of like a small little family here of 4 or 5 people that work on gathering and disseminating this material.